Zayn al Milchoma al Ivecho, on the son of the Noah, the Hech of Yodecho, the Shavis of Shivja. The Torah Act Risho is Mesabe to us the din of a person who goes out to Milchoma, not only a person, Chet Tzadikim out to Milchoma, and Hashem gives over the hand of the enemy into the hand. And when we see Bashibya Eshifastoya, Torah tells us right up about the Eshifastoya. The Torah first starts off with Kiseitzel and Mechomel Ivecho. When the Sonoy Adinoy Eliyahu Biyotecho, the Kurdish Bro gives over the enemy into your hand. You're victorious. So the Mepharshim asks the famous Kasha of Yidrash, Maharsh Yidrash. The Pesukim in Ba'alois Chosev Chisavoyel Melchom Ba'arzachem Al Atzor Atzor Eschem. When there will come a Melchom in your land on Atzor Atzor Eschem Ve'ar Yosef Ha'Tzoytzois, and you're going to scream out with Ha'Tzoytzois V'Skar Chdei Hashem Lokech V'Nishat V'Yavichem V'Yresku from your enemies. Over here, it's maski, you have to come out to tefillah. You have to go out to tzaka, shoifreis, to be zeichah no here in the war. And here in the pasuk, he says to melchom leivecha, you go out to war. When the son of Hashem lekecha biyadecha, because Baruch Hu is going to give them over to your hands right away. V'shaviso shivyoi. And you're going to take captives. So the Mepharshim and the Svarim HaKadoshim all say pshat. They're very important, you saw it. If you mentioned it also in the weekly shir on the Pirush HaTvila. Like he said to the Mechomo, here what's going about, you go out to battle. Aloi Becho, when you have an offensive attack, when you go out in battle, you go out to war, you go out and you're on the offensive, you go out when the son of Hashem will take up your decho, or if you wait for the enemy to attack you, the enemy attacks you, you're on the defensive already, then you need extra help. You need to blow the shofaris, you need to ma'aben tefila, you need extra help when you're on the defensive. You have to go out to battle against the enemy. You have to plan the strategy to be offensive. And then when the son of Hashem is born, when the son of the first of say, it's next to Hashem, then the less you find out with Hashem, Hashem goes out to battle with you. Obviously, you take Hashem with you into battle. And Avado, for Kiseitzel Mecham Olevech. And the M is the Pashtus. So I saw in the Chavetz Chaim, but that was, I understood also Pashtus right away. I saw Hashem the Chavetz Chaim, also this we saw it. That a lot of Svarim HaKadoshim tell us that the remez in this week's parasha is not only to the physical battles, the wars, that's talking of Klal Yisrael's wars, which is the out of the Pashtus, we're talking about the real battles, with weaponry and armies, he says in the Mechon Leivecha. But there's obviously a Remez Gola, which the Chavetz Chaim himself learned in the Pesukim over here. He says in the Mechon Leivecha, the Torah, Akdoisha here is telling us about the battle of the real Oyev, the real, our real enemy, the one who's Be'emes after us. With the Gemara Zogdei Baruch Batsu, who are Yitzhoro, who are Sotan, who are Yitzhoro, who are Malach HaMoves. That his task in this world is to entice us, to get us to do the Aveira, to be catching against us, and Chas V'Shom bring on from that terrible results. There's an Oyev that everybody has inside of him. There's an Oyev that's constant, He says that the Muhammad, the Torah Akdosh, is telling us a strategy not only in a physical battle, in a wartime, but the Torah Akdosh is telling us regarding the battle that every single individual of us has constantly. In Olam Hazeh, there's a Muhammad going on constantly. This is the idea that we have to realize upon his side. As the Mesil Shom writes in Perek Aleph, Mesil Shom, in a Sama Kodesh Baruch Hu, Lo'odom Be'okum Shiram Bo'em Achikim, Kodesh Baruch Hu places in a world with this tremendous, tremendous Yitzhak, tremendous things out there trying to pull us away, Machikos HaMimelo Yisbolach, Behemem HaTaivis HaChomrius, these Taivis all around us, that if a person gets involved in the Taivis and Chomrius into Olam Hazeh too much, he gets drawn into it, he gets swallowed into it. And when he gets swallowed into it, L'mais of a circle goes far away from the Emes HaTaiv. The Nimsos of the Mesir Hashorim, Shul Musam Be'emes B'soich HaMulcham HaChazaka. Every single one of us, Rabbi Yisrael, we're in a battle. We're in a battlefield. That's what we have to realize. The person, if you're walking back a place and whistling around, nice day today, Harry. How are you doing, Stan? And the guys are whistling away. And B'Soif HaShotah, we don't realize we're in a battlefield. The Yetzer Hara is working constantly. So if the Medrash, the other one's air, he's air. He's awake. He's planning, he's strategizing, and we're sitting around whistling. We have to realize we're in a battlefield. And we have to realize there's a war out there. And the war could not be with the countries, or Aleinu. The war is a struggle inside of us, everybody said. The war is a struggle inside of us. Every day, the Yetzer Hara wants to win not only this battle, but he wants to win the wars he mentioned today in Shacharis. There shouldn't be a shlita of the Yetzer. We could lose a battle here, we could lose a battle there, and everybody loses their battles. But we've got to win the war. But the first idea that we have to have is Kisei Tzel HaMelchom HaLeivecha, that we're in a battlefield. And we have to make a strategy beyond the offensive. So the Gemara brachos, Heyam and Aleph La'oilam, Yargiz Odom, Yetzer HaRtoi, Val Yetzer HaRa. So Rashi Yaseh Melchama. Be'emes Tashus Merumas. This week's parashah Kisei Tzel HaMelchama. You got to go out to battle. Yargiz Yaseh Melchama. You have to make the battle. You have to plan a strategy to be aggressive and offensive against the Yetzer Hara of Hashem. For if we let up, if we are not conscious of it, we're not coherent and conscious of it, because you slip into a tremendous fall, into a tremendous loss, a tremendous tzach of the Yetzer Hara, and slowly slip away, Rabbi Sam. He says in HaMelchama HaLeivecha, the Torah HaKadosh is telling us, go out to battle against the Yetzer Hara, but go with a vengeance, go with a plan, go battle the Yetzer Hara. He says in HaMelchama HaLeivecha, if you go with a strategy, L'Olam Yargis, there are sometimes you won't be nitzchol, Rabbi says. Says the Gemara Mefurish. But the stomach, if you go with an offensive, your chance of being nitzchol is much, much greater. That's what the Torah is telling us. Because even if you go out, the nitzchol is mashmir. That's what also the Marum is in the pasuk. When the son of Hashem lekecha, you need tziyat tishmayim. Without a kodesh baruch hu, without help, without tziyat tishmayim. You have a great strategy in the world, you still need a Kodesh Baruch. The Gemara says, L'mod a Kodesh Baruch Oizroi, E. Efshaloi. If not, the Kodesh Baruch helping him is not Shayach. And we have to realize that, Rabbi Sai. We're in a tremendous war zone. And the Yetzer Hara is shooting from left to right. He's shooting all around. And we have to realize two things, that we have to be the offensive, we have to go out to battle. We have to make strategy. We have to make plans. We have to make a plan. We're only Tesvav Elul. We're only 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah. the Yoyim Agonu V'Anoira. And what's that day all about? We blow the shofars. It's a day of battle. It's a day of war. It's a day that we have to decide to be machlit once and for all. That we're not in the shtit of the Yetzirah Hashem or Elohim. That God is Baruch who's our leader. That's what it's all about. So up to going, Shadim Beinanim, the Gemara says in Shabbos. What's Beinanim? We know everybody says the Seshmei Chubas for the Beinanim. The Tzadik and Rei Nidon, the Rishoyim for good and the Rishoyim for bad. Beinanim. We all say, okay, well, at least Beinanim. What's Beinanim? The Gemara says in Bros Amach Aleph. Beinanim. Yetzirah Shoiptam. Yetzirah Shoiptam. They're in between. That's why, according to the Rambam, that the only way you can get it as a Beinoni to be successful is if the Gemara Rosh Hashanah is he does tshuva. What's tshuva? He has to be machlit. Whose team is he on? Whose team are you on? Sometimes you lose, sometimes you win, because of Shad, you're not settled. You haven't decided yet. You haven't made that decision. You haven't been able to machlit clear that you want toiv. You want Chayim! But the first realization, we have to realize that it's a battle, there's a struggle. Many of us don't even realize that. We don't realize that the Yetzer has us wrapped around its fingers. We don't realize we're in a battlefield. We don't realize that the Yetzer is attacking left and right, and he has strategies. We don't realize that every matzah that we have, every matzah that we're in, is a nisayon. It's part of that battlefield. And if we're not mistress, strong, if we don't doubt Ziyat Ishmael and the Son of Hashem, then Chas V'Shom can fall very drastically, very easily. But this is what El is about. I said one time a year, at least one time a year, El calls out to us. Keep saying to him, Muhammad, you're in a battlefield. As the Mesil Shishom, Hashem put this oil on Mazer. Everybody's always asking why this and why that and all that's there. Because it's a battlefield. In a battlefield, people are going to ask questions. Oh, why is this happening in the battlefield? Why are there karbonos? Why is there injuries? Why are people stumbling? Don't ask that in the battlefield. Olam Hazeh is a battlefield. It's the first lesson you have to learn. We have to learn. If you don't understand that, we're missing the whole time. We're missing everything. Mishul Shana Perak Aleph is the Yisoidos. Battles after battles. If you're not conscious of it, guy walks through a minefield. He doesn't realize big signs. Minefield! If you don't want to end up in 75 pieces, a piece of you on the top of the Golan Heights, your nose on the top of the Golan Heights. Because the guy walked through a minefield. He was thinking about Mary had a little lamb, and he walked through a minefield. He forgot the last verse. But as he came to the punchline, there was no Mary had a little lamb anymore. Because his mouth was in Syria. The niggun was very good. Maybe continue singing it. His mouth continued on. In the top of some Syrian mountain. What is a minefield? Beware! Mines all around! Beware! Dangerous mines! The guy's whistling through it, eating a tuna fish sandwich with some Doritos. It's a minefield. We're walking through a minefield. Oyelam Hazeh is Kuloi Battles. It's Kuloi Battles. It's Kuloi, and the Yetzer never gives up, boys. I think that's the remez also. And the Farshim didn't speak about it. I think it's a murder of remez here. When the Son of Hashem, Hashem gives all the Yetzer into your hands. You daven for it. You strategized. You went with you. You siat Ishmael. You asked the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and you went, and you were victorious in the battle. You beat the Yetzer, boys. You knocked him to the ground. He's TKO in the second round. Left jab, he gave him over there. With a shachris, he came to first Seder, a right hook, and then you wound up, you came along with a gavaldic, a second Seder, you learned without the afroz, straight to his nose, the Yitzhar's nose. And he was bleeding, of my side. Came along, the ref canceled the fight. TKO in the second round. The Yitzhar has been bloodied up, of my side.
But he wants a rematch! He's not settling, he wants a rematch! You think he's that's it for the Yitzhar? Okay, you won. Now I go home and become a plumber.
He's coming in the ring again, of my side. You know when? Tonight he's coming in the ring. You were victorious over when the son Hashem Lekech b'yadecha. Everything's going spontaneously. You know how great you're feeling? All of a sudden, the Ra'isa Vashivya, hey Sheshifas Toya. You won the battle. You won the war. Unbelievable. You made Shachris. You made Mincha. You just had a great Seder, Boisai. You just learned Meirdik for a Seder. And all you're going now. Is the Makolet! The Baisam Levin! But the Yetzirah has somebody else who came to the Makolet that day. And she happens to, or she happens to be, not there to buy a lemon. She's looking to have a lemon with you. And she's smiling at you. You feel unbelievable, I learned so Gavaldik, that's it! Invincible! Mr. Strongman! I'm doing so stark, it's over, I'm the victory! I have the belt around my waist! So stark! It's Horace waiting in the Makolet again, I'm gonna say. He said, okay, I'll let you win this one, but wait till we get you in the Makolet. The base in the base! Yitzhar, bring him to the base. Nemechu, Nimoyah, says the Gemara, bring the Yitzhar to the base. In the base, okay. The base you got me, says the Yitzhar. But not in the Makolet. And certainly not in other places. In Sefer Malachim. Certainly not over there. In Sefer Malachim, there for sure, not the Yitzhar has his, he has his trophies hanging. Boxing trophies. You come in there, you see big trophies. Any welterweight, lightweight champion, he hasn't lost a battle yet in Malachim. But at the end of the day, we say, it's a Meridik of Musa Asko, the first one didn't speak about this, I think it's a Meridik of Zav. When the son is Shavu Lekeh Oviyadacha, because what keeps the Yetzirah into your hands? Mamish battles you down. You Mamish battle him down. You won. Yet he hates hard to go to town last night. You didn't go. Yet he hates hard to go watch something. Yet he hates hard somebody snuck into the yeshiva. Not to this yeshiva, but he snuck in a nice thing. He said, come on, come on. He hates hard dressed up my roommate. Wow. He's using different things. Comes before my roommate now. Come on. Just one. Come on. Just one. Move. One of those moo things. One of those cows. Come on, we'll just watch together. The Rosh won't know. Just put it in the sock afterwards. We want to get socked? We want to sock him. Sock that Yetzirah. We'll put it in the sock. And come on. Don't be that frummy. Don't get religious on me all of a sudden. All of a sudden you're so frummy. You heard the Rosh. Come on, just one thing. Unbelievable, you just came to a shmooze, psyched up. That's it. The Yitzhar's in my palm. I got him in my palm. There he is again, in the form of my roommate. There he is in the form of who knows what, Rabbi Sai. And again, you're in the battlefield. That's the tzias right away. In the son of Shabbatel, with that, you won the war. Boom. Yisabashivya, Eshifastoya. We have to know, Rabbi Sai. We have to know that it's a tremendous, it's a scary thing. And we have to also not get frustrated with putting a road that we'll lose battles. Not that we want to lose battles, we'll lose. We have to win the war at the end of the day. We have to stand up at the end of our lives, Rabbi Sai. And stand up as winners, as champions. That we can be, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives everybody the koyach, Rabbi Sai. You have to know that clearly. In the son of Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you the koyach to be a champion. A boxing champion to beat the Yetzirah. But we have to have strategies. We have to have strategies. And the Torah tells us that if a person is not careful, and he loses himself after such a great victory. I think the Murid, the Gemusa Haskel, the Parsha, and the Shana Shema Kevah Vedecho, Shivyoy, the Choshak Tavosh. You have Cheshik in the Yetzirah now, the Kafta Leisho, you take her for a wife, and then slowly, the Starzuris until a Ben Soiru Moira comes out from the whole Parsha. The Ben Soiru Moira comes out from the Parsha. And then Zohar and Moira comes out from the parasha. Because we forget. The Torah says we forget. We forget we're in the battle anymore. We brought the Yetzirah into our house. We didn't go out to the battle. The Lakachta El Beisa, you take the Yetzirah into your house, Rabbi. You didn't go on the offensive. She's back. The Yetzirah is back in your house again. The Tumah is back in your house. That shit, never again. Not bringing that stuff into my house. Next night, here it is again. Back in the house. You grow into your house and you struggle with it and you're messed up and then vayit, the Yetzirah takes control of Yisrael. But it could be the Yisoy that Varkis of Yisrael. It could be the Yisoy that Varkis. But we have to realize of Yisrael. We forget. That's the problem. We forget. Two things that we forget. We forget that we're in the battlefield. Maybe three things. And we forget when the son of Hashem on the kech of Yatar, we forget that Hashem is with us. As the Baal Turim says, the last week's parasha ended off, Yisra Yoshua in Hashem, he says on the Chomot of the Baal Turim, he says that he loy masha Hashem, yoytzi imcho, kin vayetzi Hashem in ilchom, Hashem goes out with him. We said before. But if we forget about HaKadosh Baruch, if we forget HaKadosh Baruch for the Baisa, we take Rechmon Latan, a goy into our house. We take a Yetzirah into our house and we forget about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we forget our priorities. And Soifu Shel Dova is going to be a Ben Soifu Moira is going to come out, but we're totally going to forget about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he's going to forget about the Torah. And the Yerushalmi says that why is he killed Ben Soifu Moira? Talk to Yerushalmi, She Soifu, according to Bavli, Rashi brings down Soifu, he's going to kill somebody. The Yerushalmi says Soifu, Yishkoyach is the Torah. He's going to forget the Torah and forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On a tiny, that's what happens over here. That's the shtalsus of Bot Dvarim. We forget that the B'nai Shom is with us in the battle. We forget about the B'nai Shom. We forget about the Siyat Ishmaya. And we fall prey to the Yetzirah. And we slowly slip into his trap, as you mentioned today. And we forget how to battle him. And we lose our focus. And we lose our agenda. We lose our Mahalach HaChayim. Forget our Mahalach HaChayim. We lose ourselves. When a person loses himself, is not focused, is not able to focus on the reality, on the real thing of life, Rabbi Yisai. The Ramban, the Emma speaks about it. The Ramban says that you have to take, this is Al Pi Pshat, you have to take the woman. And the Torah says that you don't go to live with her right away. After you see this woman, shave off all her hair, let her nails grow long. And Rashi says, "Kedei lenavlom, v'esira simlas shiva." Takes off her fancy dress, she puts on tattered clothing. What's that all about? Zok the Ramban, azoy bi avelus. Avelus. Why? I saw b'shem sparim a gvaldik apshat. Zok the gimore. Brachas davei. I don't know if they say it off Pizem, I want to say, Zog the Gemara, Brahma's Dafe, Lo Oy Lom Yargis Odom Yetzah, Toival Yetzah Ra. Make a Muhammad, go to battle. If you're victorious, Muto. Vim Lav Yasek the Torah. Go learn Torah. Zog the Gemara, Nitzchoy Muto, if you were able with the Torah to be victorious, Muto, Vim Lav Hikra Kriyishma. Say Kriyishma. Zog the Gemara. In Nitzchoy Mutav, Vim Lav Yiskolo, Yoim Hamisa, remember the day of death. Remember the day of death, Rabbi Sai. Why? Because a person starts to think about those things, he gets serious, he has a different focus. His focus becomes real again. People get so in dimya, if a dimya in this world, They think this world is for, if that's what it's for, they don't realize it's an afterlife. Fact of Shom Shadron on that Gemara. All the Bali Musa, the Sfarim asked the Kasha. The Gemara is telling us that the most powerful weapon against the Yetzirah is Yiskalo Yom HaMisa, by Yisrael. Yiskalo Yom HaMisa! So why don't we do that right away? Try this, try that, try Kriya Shema. Go right for the gold! Go to Chas V'Shalom Olavaya. Go see them putting a body in the kever. Go see Rachman Al-Tzayim this week. I went to Nebuch, a couple of Shiva houses. Go see! V'acha Yitir El-Libo, Yisad Chazal! Toim Lelech and Lebeis Ovel! V'acha Yitir El-Libo, the live one with El-Libo. What's life for? Chocolate milk! What are we living for? Garinim Shchorim! What are we living our lives for? So we saw another movie. So what? What do you have from it? Everybody's got to see it. Just came out. The new movie. What did you have from it at the end? Gone with the Wind. Yiskala Yom HaMisa Chayitel Liboy. So we should go right for that. So the Pshol Murdik. The pasuk says, "By Esav, aval the geshem of a pasuk of Oisah." So, Dr. Pasuk by Esav. Esav said when he was had a child, she told the bechayr. He says, "Esav said, Hinei onochi hoylech lomus. I'm going to die right now." He was coming home famished. He thought he was going to die. The lomuzel li bechayr. What do I need the bechayr? I'll sell it for a bowl of lentil. First of all, what is he selling for a bowl of lentils in Bechayra? But second, what do I need the Bechayra for? I'm going to die right now. I'm on my way to death, said Esav. I'm about to die. What do I need the Bechayra? Just the opposite. The Shitra said in the Gemara that a person thinks about Yom HaMisa, right away puts you into focus. Achlis. So what's the pshat, Rabbi Yisai? B'lom azel li b'chayra. Frek the Mepharshim, just the Avin, Esau just said, in Eina Hol HaOmer, I'm going to die. Esau, you're going to die, tshuva. Think about eternity, think about what real life's about, the real life, the eternal life, wake up. And Esau turns around and says, what do I need this whole thing? When the Gemara says when a person thinks about Yom HaMisa, it changes his perspective, but not always for good. When a person thinks that there is no more, that Chas V'Shalom, this world is not forever, but actually there are two machshavas can come into his brain. The emes machshava and the falsha machshava. One machshava could think, the emes machshava is, this world's for how many years, who knows, 60, 70, 80, Mitzvah Hashem 120, if a person zoycha. And Chas V'Shalom sometimes, so this week, Nebuch, went to pay shiva, a 26-year-old guy was killed in a crash. Person doesn't live forever. Not forever. So what could that do? A person thinks, Yiskalo Yom HaMisa right away. What am I involved in? What am I doing now? What am I doing at this minute? What am I about to do? I'm going out now. Should I go out? Let's think for a second, try this, try that. Yom HaMisa thinks, what am I going out for? What? Eternal life. Is this worth giving up eternal life for some pistachio nuts? For some hot popcorn and butter in front of a big screen? It's worth it? So he drops it. But another person, kind of a different perspective, say like this, like the Pasuk says, The Gemara says, eat, drink, and be merry. It's from Chazal, but it's that. Eat, drink, and be merry for tomorrow. Shot is that a person thinks that the world's not forever. I might as well happen right now. It's not going to be forever, that pie. How many times are you going to chance to eat that pie? So what's the pshat? You still learn the teretzitz of Rabshom. If you already tried, really put yourself in perspective. You weren't able to win. You were yasek b'toyra. You were maskeh omar hashemayim. You weren't able to miskabit with it. But you already set the perspective on life. You understood what the realism of life is. Then Yitzchak Misa has an effect in the right way. But if a person just starts Yitzchak Misa, if he's coming from like ace of a perspective that Oyle Mazeh is the Iker, so faket, Yitzchak Misa is going to make him warm on Oyle Mazeh. Lamazeh li b'choyim. Unisono Yashem alekecha b'yadecho. If a person lives that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is helping him, he's living with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Unisono Yashem alekecha b'yadecho. Shavisa Shivyoi, you take captive Yitzhara. But if Chas v'shol v'choshakto, and you forget about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we try Yom HaMisa, but if it doesn't work, he sent Leish Ben Tzeru Meire, and then a Shomer, because Oviv, he's a person that Mamish doesn't have Kadosh Baruch Hu, he leaves for Olam Hazeh. He's killed because he's becomes a Zoylo v'soyve. He gets into Olam Hazeh, he's to eat, drink, and be merry. That's what he's all about, the Ben Tzeru Meire. Because they forgot the Nisonoi, they forgot the Kodesh Baruch, they forgot the perspective. So Yom HaMisa brought about the Ben Tzeru Meire. Soil, soil, all the soil. Eat, drink, and be merry. Let's enjoy on the Mazar. Yomus, as he'll never have a Keshe like Kodesh Baruch, the battle's over for him. He became so indulged in this world, he's lost the battle already. The Boisai, Starker Ray, he spoke today. But we're holding before the great Yuri Magodol, 2 weeks from us. This Mochi Shabbos, next Mochi Shabbos is Slichas already, and 2 weeks from Sunday night, we'll be sitting here. And so we'll be sitting here, said about the Baruch Hu, to start us at the Yom HaGadol, when everything is decided, Rabbosai. Mi ba Chayim, mi ba Moves, mi ba Eish, mi ba Mayim. Everything on Medina Zuye, Omer Rabbosai. Especially this year, Rabbosai. People are running around, I don't know what they're doing, why. We're here, the Bachum by the Shmuz, Rabbosai. We are, the Shmuz, to get some Chizik and El, Rabbosai. I'm talking to myself, get some Chizik and El. We're holding 2 weeks of the most important day of the year, but Rosh Hashanah, the Rosh is the most important Aver in the body. It leads the whole body, everybody say. Rosh Hashanah is the most important day of the year. Everything that happens in Rosh Hashanah is a springboard for the entire year, everybody say. If you come in without any preparation, without any chizik, without any putting your priorities straight, so you'll have another Rosh Hashanah, everybody say, but who knows what type of year you're going to have. The police said we have to start waking up. We have to be Uru! As we mentioned before, as the Rambam says, Eilu HaShoichim. HaShoichim HaEmes Bahav LeHazman. To forget the truth. We lose our perspective. We think that the tachlis might be to eat and drink. The tachlis might be for the beauty of the Eishes Shevas Toyar. The tachlis might be for who knows whatever time that's arousing us and pushing us, and we're losing our perspective. We lost it. Oh no! It's time to wake up. It's time to be chazik. It's time to and to put on the battle clothes. At least to put on the clothes and say, I want to start battling my yitzhara a little bit. Be sneaky. You might lose, but at least if you're in, at least you have your weapons. At least you're armed. You have a chance. Because the Gam Tzigay Madinu by Sator Gishmetif in the Yitzhara, how are we going to handle it? He said it to Abu Chomer, but he said, it's time. It's time to get ready. It's time to realize that we have an Oyev that's trying to pull us down. Yitzhahara, who has son of Malach HaMoves. That's his job, that's his tafkid. Destroy us. He's the biggest Oyev that we have. And we have to fight back, on my side. We have to make strategies. We have to Oisik B'Torah, on my side. We have to go into the base medrash and learn Torah, because that's the greatest weapon against the Yitzhahara. As the Gemara says, just bring him into the base medrash. Kodesh Baruch Yetzirah, Baruch Yetzirah, Baruch Lo Torah Tavon, Boisai. Your greatest weapon! Your weapon against the Yetzirah! All the Yetzirahs that we have is Torah! Dovid for Torah, the more Dovid to Torah we are, Torah protects us! In this world, in the next world, it protects us! It takes us against the Yetzirahs! The person's Osir B'Torah, he leaves you alone. And the Chofetz Chaim said, we say it in Shmuzin, that the Malach attacked Ace, Yadak of Yaakov Avinu. Because the Malach said, why Daf Yaakov Avinu, the Sarah Shal Esav? Because Yaakov represents the Midah of Torah. And the Chofetz Chaim said in his Lashon, the Torah says a man can fast in all day. He's diving all day, let him dive, let him fast, just no learning. But then I can get him. Chofetz Chaim explained, he doesn't have his weaponry. So okay, let him dive, let him fast, let him do this, let him do that. He doesn't have Torah in my side. He can't battle against him. Barossi Yetzahara, Barossi Torah, Davin. That's our Ikka weapon against the Yetzahara. That's the Torah. Yikro Kriyashma, we say. Yikro Kriyashma. Kabbalah's Omar Shamayim. Ezu Kabbalah's Omar Shamitis of the Gemara Brothers with Gimel. The person cleans himself out in the morning, gets himself ready, says Kriyashma Davins. The Omar Shamayim Amiti. Makaba Omar Shamayim every day, Rabbi Sai. Realize the sovereignty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sovereignty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. You realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the king. That's the achana for Malchius. And through that, we also push away the Yetzirah. If he's the king, I'm his servant. But this guy's telling me it doesn't have any kagoyach. The most important is Yisgol HaYom HaMisa. Eves HaTov Besecha. Gilchas Roisha HaVelos of Gramban. Lizgoy Yoyma Misa, get your perspectives right. With David Hashem, Oyri, the Yishi, Oyri, the Rosh Hashanah, the Or! Rosh Hashanah comes and sheds Or for us to have a revelation in the truth! Eilu Hashurchim Ha'emes! The truth! And nothing but the truth! What we were created for, what we're doing here, what's our purpose? Everything else is sheker. I don't care how nice it looks. I don't care how geschmack it is. It's falsity. It's not emes. The Shoshanis comes, and we have to understand it's nothing but emes. And we can't use the day of Rosh Hashanah to get our perspectives on Klor. Then we're full. Then what do we have? The Tovid Hashem Oyri. It's one of the Taina of Shul Salantis Kasha. What do we have? Rosh Hashanah for Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah is a day. There's no tshuva there. Rosh Hashanah is a day of Hakara. We mark the truth. We can't do tshuva until we realize truth. Very nice. Banging away. Get him some Ben Gay for his chest. Banging so hard. Banging. Okay. I did this, I did that, banging. What are you banging for so much? Well, everybody else is banging. There's too much noise around me. So shout out the noise, I'll bang harder. Some guys, they might bang here, like from the 50s. It's not how hard you bang, my son. It's how hard the heart bangs you. You bang very softly. So it's inside bangs also. Banging and banging. Miss one time, I once gave it a bloody nose. What is the Yetzirah? Banging is banging. What are you banging about? You don't mean it. Most of the Shabbos is getting on a bus to who knows where. To the hot part of Arzachstor. It's really going to be hot down there. In many places it gets hot. But anyway, he's banging. You realize the truth? What are you banging about? Because you realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a loving God. You realize how HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares for us so much. How much He loves us. How much is the day that He wants to connect with us. He doesn't want us. He's not punishing. He's not here to just give us pain. He wants us to come to realization, to the truth. You can only bang if you come to the truth. What are you banging about? I feel bad. Achit shechatonu lefanecha! Not just banging. I sing for you, Hashem, a loving God. There's so much good for me. How much I understand that the purpose of this world is not to do those things. I'll try to get better, that's all. That's all Hashem wants to get better. But it has to come, the most important tshuva, Rabbi, the most important tshuva is to have come to the recognition. The Dovid Hashem Oiri, to come to the recognition for once and for all. What is my purpose in this world? What am I doing here? What was I created for? For this? To be busy with this stuff? To get drunk? That's what I was created for, to act like a monkey? To jump around, swing around like a chimpanzee? That's what I was created for? The human? That's why we're in a world that tries to pull us away, teach us, no, this is what, do this. This is fun. This is what you should do with your life. This is what you should do with your life. This is what you do, make a lot of money. Just keep making money. Don't think about anything. Just amass. Have houses and homes until you're 96 and you can't enjoy the money anymore. That's what you should do. You leave it over to your second wife who give it to all her kids. Baruch Hashem, you're able to fill your top in this world. Some nice guy who never knew. He never even said he's going to spit on you. It's going to take all your money. This is the Yisoid of Elul. Try to get me focused. Get ready for that day when we talk and pronounce it Be'emes. Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Himlech. You're the king. I'm your servant. But so they don't last us to their home. We want to do it. Two weeks from this. I don't know out there what people are doing. We have to at least make some effort. I know it's hard. Every day gets harder. El used to be such a zad. Used to faint. The big dirt people used to faint. I've all been told stories that even in Europe, two guys without yarmulkes were fighting once, and a woman yelled out, El. They weren't even religious Jews. Elul! They stopped fighting. They realized. Elul was meant to everybody. The air was different, Rabbi Yisrael. The air was different. We felt it. People felt Yom HaDin. Rabbi Zadel Epstein, I just read about Rabbi Zadel Epstein, Tzal the Mashkiach. He would go away. He made up with his wife before the Chasana. And every Elul, he would go away for 30 days and go to the Yeshiva or whatever. He didn't talk to all Elul Kamat. Shalom Shadron didn't speak from Rish Chodesh Elul. Didn't speak, I remember. Used to, my parents lived in Chavya, used to go to Shul from the Chodesh Elul till after Yom Kippur. He didn't talk. Nothing. He wouldn't say any words except for Shurim that he gave, Chizim. Because of that, he didn't talk. It was 40 days. Come on. Say a quick joke, Shalom. Come on. You ever hear the one about the priest and the rabbi? Come on, say something. Elul, it was they remarkish in the bones. It's different. I'm not saying, well, yeah, anywhere then I'm not much ready with this. But some thought for this. Some thought we come to Rosh Hashanah, we shouldn't just burp up the lunch that we had. Come to Rosh Hashanah, that's all come to Rosh Hashanah. Oh, I think I better start getting my arts, looking to the arts girl sitter now, thinking about what that means all about. person should spend time now with us, a little bit. I'm not talking about, we're not here to say, oh, my drink is, but something, let's get in the mood, let's make some kabbalas. There's certain things that we do in El, different places, not go to certain places, and start to make the thing, to start to get into the mode, to the realization that I've got a Ritovit Hashem, Oyu Hashem Melech. We'll have a change for the better. We'll start to battle the Yetzirah on our grounds. Start to be focused. Of course, as we said, that's the only way to battle the Yetzirah. First, you have to be focused on what you want to battle for. You have to have a goal, Rabbi Yisai. You can't just battle. That's not the battle. He doesn't know what he's battling for. Every soldier has an agenda. He knows he's battling for his country. He's battling to save his country. And that's his allegiance. You can't battle, Rabbi Yisai, if you don't know what you're battling for. That's why you're not going to lose if you don't have those perspectives first. Mesonai Hashem Alekecha. Let's take HaKadosh Baruch Hu with us. Let's make it have right perspective and get a clarity of our lives and what we're doing here. The clarity of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us and is dear for us. B'shus Sev Eiz Hashem. Go out to battle, Hashem will bring the enemy, put the enemy in our hands. B'shuchem Eiz Hashem, this Rosh Hashanah, our Hakara and understanding of HaKadosh, of who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is and what He wants from us will be so clear that we'll stand up and scream out, Hashem Melech! Hashem Moloch, Hashem Yimloch, Le'olam Voed, and B'Sircha soon B'Karoy, to see the revelation of that. The Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Olam, B'Chol HaRishah!